on the line, the director of the Barbados Met Office, Sabu Best. Sabu, what's the position with the system to the east?
Hey, good morning, Estes, and good morning to your listeners. I actually have a reason number three on Tropical Storm Elsa. This system that we were watching to the east, the disturbance for the past few days intensified during the night and moves from disturbance to deep tropical pressure around 11 p.m. and then intensified again to a tropical storm at 2 a.m. That prompted us to increase or upgrade the tropical storm watch for Barbados, the tropical storm warning from 2 a.m. And so I have the 5 a.m. Position for you. And at 5 a.m., the center of tropical storm Elsa was located near latitude 9.4 degrees north, longitude 48.8 degrees west, or about 770 miles, 1,240 kilometers, east-southeast of Barbados. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 40 miles per hour, that's 65 kilometers per hour, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 105 miles, that's 165 kilometers from the center. Elsa is currently moving towards the west at 25 miles per hour, that's 41 kilometers per hour, and an even faster motion towards the west, northwest, is expected over the next 24 to 36 hours. On its current forecast track, the center of Tropical Storm Elsa should pass about 40 miles or 65 kilometers to the south of Barbados on Friday morning, that's tomorrow morning. We expect rainfall accumulations of about 6 to 8 inches of rainfall here from about Friday morning or so, and therefore watches or warnings for flash flooding may be issued from this evening, Thursday evening, that is, the 1st of July 2021.
Sabu, roughly what time Friday morning and what again specifically can we expect?
Thanks for that question because, you know, if we can nail the time down as it's on its current trajectory, and you can do that. But I'll give you a window, and then I'll explain why I'll give you a window. Expect the greater part of the activity should be like between say 6 a.m. tomorrow and say 12 noon tomorrow. But it's important for all listeners to understand if the system for speed changes in any way, that can vary significantly in terms of the hours ahead or hours behind, okay? So that's why it's important that we continue to listen for the updates coming from the Met Office on the trajectory and the expected time of impact. Again, like I said, between 6, the window I'll give you, 6 a.m. going to 12 noon or so, maybe a little bit after 12 noon, but that can change. Please don't take that as concrete. That can change because the system is evolving as it continues to track towards the west.
And the severity or otherwise of the impact on Barbados.
Thanks. At this point, when it's passing south of in the center, when they say passing south, it's not the entire system, but the center. At the point when it passes its closest point to Barbados, to the south, which is 40 miles off the island, the intensity, it's forecast to be around 60 miles per hour in terms of the intensity of the storm. And so we may be having close to 50, 60 mile per hour winds here in Barbados. That's to give some kind of idea what it was like. If you remember the freak storm we had a couple of weeks back, that's actually a little stronger than that freak storm. And so it's really important that all Barbadians, all of us, be ready. We have to be ready. It'd be fantastic if, we've been spared so many times and over the years, it'd be really wonderful to be spared again. And if that happens, blessings to us all. But we got to be ready regardless. We have to be ready, and this is really serious. We have to be ready. If we're ready, it doesn't happen, we're blessed. We'll be continued to bless, but we have to be ready. Stess, I want to also mention, because I kind of missed this one out, but in terms of these swells, open waters, we're forecasting swells around 5 to 6 meters, more affecting the eastern shorelines, eastern, southeastern, and southwestern areas. The western shorelines are a little bit more sheltered, but there will be still very choppy seas in the western, on the western bay areas, etc. But you can expect areas like Hastings and Oystings to see some fairly big swells, big waves breaking in coming into the shore.
So I will have one more question, because this moved fairly quickly from a wave to a depression to a storm. What are the chances of it becoming a hurricane before it gets here?
Oh, good question. So we don't anticipate it's going to become a hurricane, but I mean, we still got to keep our eyes close on it, because when it gets south of us, it's not far from hurricane strength, which is Cat 1. So what happened last night, I mean, it had winds around, say, 35 miles per hour last night, and which is not far from tropical depression or tropical storm force winds. The only issue was that there wasn't a well-defined closed circulation that we can we could have initiated the status of a tropical depression. But that happened during the course of the night, coming up to 11 p.m. after we got verification data from one of the polar orbiters. So then it was upgraded to a tropical depression around that time. The winds at that point, it only needed to go up 5 miles per hour to be then classified as a storm. So it didn't make very big jumps. The thresholds were very small, to be honest. And so where it stands on its intensity of 40 miles per hour is just like a 10 miles per hour intensity increase throughout the night. So it's not significant.
Thank you very much. Sabu Best, Director of the Barbados Met Office. I'm Stetson Babb for Starcom Network News.